From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Investigators say a Malaysian passenger plane that crashed over Ukraine in 2014 was shot down by a surface-to-air missile that was transported into the country from Russia. The findings released Wednesday confirm an earlier investigation by the Dutch Safety Board that concluded that Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian-made missile, something Russia has denied. Ukraine's foreign ministry said the report exposes what it called Russia's direct involvement in the missile attack. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned the attacks on the two largest hospitals in the rebel-held areas of the Syrian city of Aleppo as war crimes.
Imagine a slaughterhouse. This is worse. Even a slaughterhouse is more humane.
The Syrian government, with the help of Russia, is mounting an offensive to retake the rebel-controlled sector of the city. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by telephone with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, telling him that the U.S. is making preparations to suspend bilateral engagement with Russia concerning Syria. He said the engagement would end unless Russia takes immediate steps to end the assault on Aleppo and restore the agreed-upon cessation of hostilities. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced Wednesday that the U.S. and Iraq have agreed on a plan to send about 600 American troops to Iraq to help retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. Speaking in New Mexico, Carter told reporters the additional U.S. military personnel will train, advise, and assist Iraqi security forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga. He said the Iraqis plan to push into the city in coming weeks. This is VOA News.